10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3 2, 1 Blast off. We are on page 6 in the Art Scroll, 3 lines from the top. Second word on the line, Re'e. Thank you, Reb Zev. And on the Feldheim, we are page Gimel, the top. Any other Mesillas Yesharim? We're about a page, about a blot in. Here we go. Re'e, says the Holy Ramchal, Ki ein divrei ha-chasidus v'inyoni ha-yira v'ahava v'taras ha-lev dvarim u'tvayim ba'adam ha-chalei tzarchim tzayim l'knosam. As we were saying yesterday, that it's natural, and we know what life is about. At the same time, we need to... It's not natural that I don't have to work to acquire them. For example, right? You don't have to work to go to sleep. It's natural that a person gets tired. You don't have to work to wake up. Naturally, a person wakes up. Harav, naturally a person becomes hungry. Bahasoiva, naturally a person becomes satisfied when you eat. There's natural things that we don't have to work to acquire. That's where I like the line, dead fish go with the flow. Why do dead fish go with the flow? Because you don't have to do anything to go with the flow. You just go with the flow. You don't have to do anything to be hungry. It's a natural thing. You don't have to do anything to go with the flow. But when a person wants to acquire Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, when a person wants to clarify his brain, and as we're going to go through all these rungs in the ladder to become a fuller and a more complete me, if you want to become a complete you, a complete me, then you need to acquire it. You need to, as the tzaddikim say, mala ha'aretz kinyanecha. This entire world is filled with ways to acquire and to work for your relationship with Hashem, your relationship with yourself. You got to figure out how to pay for it. Not only do I have to spend time working for it, there's a flow. So there's a flow. So if I don't go against the flow, it's just going to, the current is going to carry me. So there are many things that will pull me away from what I want. It's not only that I need to work to get somewhere. If I stay stagnant, the flow is going to push against me. Efo, how could it be, says the Holy Ramchal, lo yitzdarach lohitzi zman. So am I spending time, ala'in azil adasa mitas advarim? Am I actually spending time to figure out what it's about? First, I got to know what it is. I got to know what my prize is. What is my prize? Like we've been speaking about, what's my dream? What do I really, really want deep inside of me? That's first step. First, you got to get that. Then I got my step. How do I get there? First, I have my destination, and then I got to figure out, so what are the ways to get to the destination? May ayin tavoy chachma zeis. Ask the Ramchal, where am I going to get the chachma b'lev adam im lo yivakshena? If I'm not going to want it and search for it, and I'm not going to try and get there, how am I going to get it? The cave on once a person clarifies that I want this, he says that once a person knows what it is that he wants, then if I don't get it, it's a little bit like disgusting. Why? Hashem knows deep down what it is inside my heart. So what am I going to answer? He says, this is the pain. This is the pain of regret. This is the pain of a person saying, I know I want something. I know that I need something. I desire, right? Think about it. I want to have the best marriage in the world. I want to have a wonderful, beautiful family. I want to have whatever you're desiring that you want to have. And could you imagine the pain of not having that? Because knowing that I want it, knowing that that's what I want my life to be, but I didn't do it just because I was too busy distracting myself. It's the most important thing. It's the main thing of what Hashem is asking from each and every one of us. Here, listen how deep and beautiful and how blessed we are. We're only 5 minutes in, everybody. 5 minutes. Could it be that I spent my whole life with my ladder facing the wrong wall, and I actually spent my whole life in a pursuit, right? What is that? That's probably the worst feeling in the world, that a person goes ahead and he builds his whole life around something and he loses his wife and his children and he doesn't even have them. He doesn't have the most important people in his life. At the end of the day, and he turns around and he's like, this is what I spent my whole entire life, but my own son has no relationship with me. It's interesting because he's talking about Torah over here. He says, and this, that we are responsible to the Creator, to my Creator, that he says, honey, sweetie pie, I love you, like, and sorry, right? Oh, I'm happy that Baba Shu is here. He's the one who says, the guy who's, let's say it again, the commercials, they only have commercials.
Why don't they have TV commercials?
Why don't they have commercials for Lamborghinis? How come they don't have TV commercials, right, for Lamborghinis? Why don't they have ads for Lamborghinis when you're scrolling? So what's the answer? Exactly, because if you really want a Lamborghini, no one's at home scrolling and doing that. What's the pshat? That's what he's saying. Here I'm going. I'm giving. What am I giving up? What's the flow, and who are the dead fish going with the flow? I love it. We spoke about it today in Shir. I don't even know what Yira is. I don't even know what Yira is to then say I want it. First define, what is Yira? Oh, that's what Yira is. Now I want it. But first I have to define and understand what it is for me then to go get it. I love it. How am I going to escape 2026? He's talking in the 1700s, Ramchal said this. In the 1700s, he said, the world will. I don't know how he translates it in the article. Ichni mulli min ahevel. I'm curious how he translates. Ichni mulli. How are we going to escape from the stupidity of the world? How am I going to escape from the stupidity of the world, which makes me forget who I am and makes me forget my clear purpose of my life? How am I going to escape from that? I love it. Haloisi shachach v'selech. 8 minutes and 40 seconds, and I'm stopping here. Have a wonderful day, everybody. I got it. I was good. Thank you.